subscription to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hi, everyone.
Nobody knows where they might end
up. Are you wanting to rap, Stray?
Here it goes. Nobody knows where Meredith ended up. We have no idea. But she was at the beach. Maybe she was in LA just like we are right now.
Boy, you got to be kidding me. That was off the hook.
Welcome.
The rap's on fleek.
You guys, she's been planning that.
Not at all.
Hey, her name is Star for a reason. Hey, what's going on, AfterBuzzers? Welcome to the Grey's Anatomy After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. Hello, I guess it's a happy Thursday this week. I don't know. Jason Carter here. How you doing?
I'm Julie Pardon, and we did come prepared in our morning attire for the funeral.
Absolutely.
Which didn't really happen.
I know. I should have put on my glasses like I had on earlier.
Seriously.
It was very morning-like. But then after that episode, not so much.
Yo, AfterBuzz.
I'm Star Session, FYI.
Star texts us all day like, I need to find a black veil for tonight.
I want it to come in like, boom.
All the serious.
Drama, you know?
Mm-hmm. Not needed, because tonight's episode was like,
not so much drama.
Was like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You kidding? Really, Shonda? After last week's...
So let's jump into it. So as of last week, one of the most shocking moments in television history.
History.
And you're not the only ones that thought it. It was all over the news. People who haven't watched the show ever, who haven't watched the show in 10 years, were talking about it.
This... Yes. Okay, real talk. This... Grays and Baltimore were the top trending... Grays, Baltimore, Bruce Jenner, top trending things... In pop culture.
Yeah, that's very true. It was a big week.
This might have been Gray's biggest week ever in the news.
Yeah.
Ever.
I mean, okay.
People were like texting me and they were like, I'm so sorry for your loss. I've never watched the show before, but I just tuned in on accident and I am so sorry.
Yeah. Or the memes. I mean, the memes were, there's one I got today. Shonda Rhimes has America like, and the meme was people bawling their eyes out, like throwing stuff. It was.
Or the one that was like, created by Shonda Rhimes, crossed out, destroyed.
Right. There was another one where they were like, this is you guys, and you're like crying, and then this is Shonda having like a cocktail at a party.
I saw that one. another Shonda one was where she was like, they had her say like, gotcha. Yeah. So rude.
I saw an article today, so seven rude. Times you almost quit Grey's Anatomy, but didn't.
Right, and today is the day where, today's follow-up episode was like, I could quit it.
Shonda.
But I won't.
I mean, this episode to me, even more than last week, made me feel like Shonda's on a I am all powerful and you will submit to me trip.
Right.
Yeah.
This felt more like a middle finger and a slap in the face than last week even.
Right?
Well, why was that though, Jules?
Well, I mean, we could start recapping the episode, but basically I was expecting a 2-hour funeral. And I wasn't exactly happy about it. I thought we might get a surprise appearance by Addison or Christina.
Or Izzy.
We were going to be giving due diligence to McDreamy.
No,
everyone is talking. It was literally like this. Derek's dead. Huh. Funeral, not a word spoken.
It was like a montage over the funeral. The funeral, I think if we rewound it, was probably like 4 seconds max.
I was shocked.
Like, it was ridiculous.
Not that I even needed it or wanted it, but I was shocked that they just... Brushed over it like that.
I feel like this episode was a 2-hour mini movie and
of annoyance.
And what would have been more powerful and more hard hitting is if they really went into the mourning of the people who are now that were part of Derek's life. The only time I ever really saw some kind of emotion besides from Amelia was Callie when she had. I mean, we'll talk about it.
Bailey had a moment.
Stephanie,
Like she was saying, you thought the whole episode was going to be about a funeral. That's why we were all black, right? But I was going to, when I was telling you on the car ride over, is like I totally thought the first hour was going to be about the shock of people learning about it, and then maybe Amelia getting more ridiculous and like,
more overacting.
More overacting like she usually does. And then I thought the second hour would be the funeral, where we would leave crying.
it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And then we would come back and wanting more. I didn't leave wanting more.
George's death was way more
powerful
and dramatic.
It was a slap in the face to Derek the speculation that's been happening on why he got fired. They're not saying it, but it's true.
But I feel like as the Grey's Anatomy super fans,
yes,
we have no confirmation or denial of any of the reasons, but we should talk about it because this has been a huge point of controversy and conversation with the fans.
Yeah, before we even get into this week's episode, need to talk about.
Well, there is already a petition on MoviePhone. Grey's Anatomy fans launched a petition to bring back McDreamy and basically saying that.
No, that's not happening. I mean, now they're going over the top.
Right.
They're just not accepting their fate.
Yeah, like.
The show is on the receiving end of a petition launched by Change.org. Begging creator Shonda Rhimes and ABC to bring Derek McDreamy back. And a long caps and exclamation point filled screen petitioner, Courtney Williams pleads with Rhimes directly, ranting and raving about the cruelty of Derek's death and how it blindsided loyal fans of the show. Honey.
We are
blindsided.
We're blindsided.
But that's the beauty of freaking television.
So on the Grey's Anatomy page on Facebook that we all follow, there was a post that they put up today about a news article. I don't know where the news article came from, but it basically said that Derek was on suspension during those episodes where he was gone this season because he was showing up late and having a bad attitude. So Shonda put him on suspension, right? This is what the article says. And then when he came back from suspension, he had a bad attitude. Chip on his shoulder. The cast was treating him a little bit differently. I think maybe he was late again, and Shonda was just over it and was like, I'm killing you off the show.
He's
I'm
like
done.
Mariah Carey.
And I'm not even going to give you mercy on your funeral. I'm just going to,
I mean, here's how things go down. Shonda Rhimes, Oprah, and Apple, you don't mess with them. They're like the mafia.
Because
it's the truth, dude. if Shonda can, she's a showrunner. Derek has been on the show since the show's conception. So it's like for her to be like, you know what? I'm over you. Goodbye. Like, obviously, she's heartless, or she isn't taking the mess.
My biggest issue, okay?
Yes.
Let's say he is being a diva. Let's say he's being late. He's taking all these people's time for granted and really, really costing them. Fine. But because of the fans, because we've been here for 11 years, we are so loyal and we do love the show so much, you don't have to kill him off so brutally.
Yeah.
Write him off to DC for a while and maybe bring him back for one of the last two episodes so we can have a Sam and Diane reunion.
No.
Endgame, people.
No.
Jason,
because
he didn't have to die.
He didn't have to die.
He did not have to die.
I agree, ladies.
Nobody blinked an eye.
No, but he didn't. But okay, here's the thing. This show is a drama. Cheers. Sam and Diane was a comedy. You can't. No, it's not going to happen that way. And also, the catharsis of tonight's episode and just the whole journey we went on, he had to go out that way because it set up Meredith for her next journey. Even Shonda said in a recent interview, and Ellen Pompeo did as well, that the journey for Meredith next is going to be exquisite and so broad and just different because now she's alone for real.
Yeah, but because we're so upset about it and we're like, it doesn't matter what her next journey is.
But
I feel like I'm going to be a loyal fan, but I feel like some people are going to fall off because a lot of people were saying that. They were tweeting us. They were like, I think I'm done with the show.
This is the moment to jump the shark. People are saying, and you know, honestly, I feel like that. I have a hard time even being sad about the death because I'm so angry.
Yeah.
Anger that he died the way he died
I feel like I'm angry because of Shonda went for the shock ratings so people can start to come back to the show because I'm sure the ratings were going down. And now I feel like it was just like for shock value.
One of the highest rated shows.
It's still the highest rated show.
No, for this one though.
Oh.
It was definitely the highest of this season.
But Grey's is still ABC's highest rated show.
Yeah.
So, I also read another article.
That doesn't mean that the ratings are drop.
Right. But, Star.
Sorry,
the vitriol in Star's voice after buzzers is lethal. No, but I also read, Patrick Dempsey did give a statement. he's talked to many people since, and he said that, you know, I guess maybe he's glossing it over, but he said that, you know, they talked about ending the show together. It was amicable. It wasn't like he was pushed out.
He has to say that. He has to say that because he wants to continue to have a career. But here's the thing. Like, I read an article with him, and it didn't seem that way. It seemed like his answers were a little structured and a little polished. But underneath the surface, I did not feel like it was amicable.
What you read in last week's episode, I felt like that's what I felt like. Like, there was some undertone in his speech of saying why he had to go.
Right. And then he ends it with, well, that's up to Shonda.
Well, ultimately.
There's the undertone. Like, yeah. I guess it's up. Yeah. Totally.
But, In its entirety, though, ladies, I do think that the way he went was, it didn't have to be brutal, but it was definitely, you know, familiar territory for Grace. Mm-hmm. And I think if what's pissing people off even more, in addition to him being dead, is the way Meredith was written, her reaction. And then even tonight, in tonight's episode, here we are thinking that, mind you, this was not the season finale, people. This was just a 2-hour episode. There's still 3 more episodes left in the season. So it's like
2 or 3.
It's like, okay, it's like I just cut off my arm, and then now I'm back at work, you know, bleeding profusely. It's like, do I have time to heal? No. And then you have Meredith, who's now, tonight was just too many things. You have this whole backstory about her mom and the freaking carousel. I hate carousels.
Yeah,
I hate merry-go-rounds.
I don't want to go to merry-go-rounds
ever again. It's like the carousel never stops turning. Well, if you jump off of the carousel, it'll stop turning. But it's just too many things tonight. Too many. I understand how they're trying to correlate the story of, you know, what happened to the mom.
Yeah,
and,
that's the other side of it. Is that I really felt like they could not have, in any more way, swept it under the rug.
Yeah,
they made it as quick as possible. Hardly anybody dealt with it. The kids barely even spoke of it. I wish Daddy was here. End of story.
Yeah,
like we didn't hear a word from the funeral. It was just, and then we just proceeded to jump ahead in the future. We didn't see it. It was crazy to me that it happened this way, and that is why I'm more angry than last week.
Well, let's shout out some of our fans.
Because there's a lot of them this week. A lot.
Here's my favorite thing, you guys. So we have some new fans that came out of the woodwork because for the first time, they really needed to talk to somebody last week.
Right?
Like, they are at home. They are at home, confused and crying, and they needed to talk to somebody, and we were here. And we're so glad you're here.
I needed them too, though. That's the thing.
Yeah.
I know, girl.
I did it. I went home and went to bed and was like, you know what? That's what happens on television.
I need you either, Jason. I need the fans and
stars. Yeah, I don't need
you. We got to give a shout out to Let's Be Honest, Becky. She says, I knew she was prego. I called her from the minute he said, let's have another kid. So did I, girl. I knew it too.
On YouTube, we've got BDWJ1986, and he made a great point. He's like, I really hate how often people judge others' reactions, especially characters on a TV show. So he was kind of hating on us a little bit, but that's fine. I reeled him in. That was just our opinion. And, you know, I wanted Meredith to react a little different. That's it. I expected her. We've seen her cry before and be upset. I just wanted that from her. We didn't get it. It's all right. You know?
Like, I'm with you, Star. And I'm also with him. The way someone grieves is right. No matter how they do it, it's right.
True.
But as far as this show is concerned, that was totally wrong.
Yeah.
I needed more.
We were judging the show. Yeah. It's just a matter of opinion. So, yeah. Any other people? We've got Alinda Riviera on YouTube. We've got Taylor Jordan XO.
Kyle White, always.
Deborah Battle wasn't feeling the first hour of the show.
Dynamite
she
Jack.
Says the last hour made up for it.
Which... I guess.
Jamie Dent said, this episode hurt my heart. Me too, girl.
Gia Lee.
That's a perfect way to put it.
Jill Owens, wait a minute. Gia Lee, 24. What's up to her?
Pumpkin She's been. Ann, Angela Cheryl, Ambry D.E.
We got Larkin
so
C
many.
On YouTube. So if you guys are just joining the conversation, make sure you use Gray's ABTV, the hashtag. That's what we're using to just conversate with you guys about this episode that was epically 2 hours long, but not that great. It was just a really interesting
Brianna
interesting
really
is the
said,
word.
This
I agree.
Episode, I'm like, what?
Yeah. Absolutely. There was, the writing wasn't, the show was fantastic, believe it or not. We're hyper critical of the show because we can be, but it was great though because we watch the show to dissect the show.
Yeah.
That's why. So we come from a different angle and a different way of viewing it. But if I was at home watching, I do think that there was a lot of moments in the show that were great with Meredith and, you know, where she disappeared. The whole timeline thing where it's Easter, Memorial Day.
They've done that before though,
right?
Remember?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And then
it was surprising then too.
And I'm like, don't you got to work, woman? Like, I understand
she's got savings.
But, like, you can't just take a leave of absence. She just up and left. She said, you know what? Bye, deuces.
In the middle of the night, she takes her kid just like her mom took her.
It was interesting how they wanted to parallel her story with her mom's story throughout the whole entire episode. We thought, I guess we'll get there. We thought she was going to do something else at the end, but she didn't.
Well, and also,
can I say it?
Yeah, sure.
Go ahead.
So we find out she's pregnant.
Right, which was, I knew that.
You know, we kind of thought that she would give up the daughter for adoption, like Maggie was given up for adoption, and it didn't go that way.
Part of me thinks that maybe Meredith left not knowing what she was going to do.
Probably.
Because she said to Alex, am I just going to die when I see the baby? I think maybe she was giving herself that option.
Yeah.
And also, but this whole season, remember the premiere? How it was the premiere episode was Ellis, really Ellis heavy?
Yes. Alice, what is up with that? And how in the world did they make her look so young?
They slapped a godlike filter on her because she looked like 30, flawless.
I was impressed.
Yeah, like there was, that like, wig. Not one wrinkle under her eye, no. Around her crow's feet, like nothing. She was killing it.
I mean, when you got Mickey Mouse putting the budget, you can do whatever you want. but yeah, I mean, I think that tonight Meredith was great in the science episode. It was Amelia and everyone else that was kind of giving me, and even the patient story was pretty good.
Other people besides Meredith were good. Amelia wasn't. But
yeah, Amelia was overacting. Let's put it out there. It's true. Like, we wanted her to grieve the way she grieved, or, you know, it was just kind of like, it didn't touch me the way it should have. I know people were crying and upset on Twitter.
Were they? Because really, what was so weird about Amelia is
my brother,
he's died. He's dead. Because my brother's dead. Okay.
All right, get it. Amelia,
how do you have any friends?
Right. And Edwards is like, can you please
really
stop doing the jokes about your brother being dead?
I just have a morbid sense of humor. No, that's not even funny to anyone.
Anybody. Right. It's awkward.
Amelia's whole, like, she's just so aggressive in her. It's almost like she's fuming at the nostrils. It's like,
Julie, can you please do your impersonation?
After Julie has the best impersonation of Amelia.
But Amelia, to me, is kind of always like this. Oh, so my brother died. What are you going to say? I just have a morbid sense of humor.
She's always
a little, like, head over, nostrils flared, and, like, head jerky side and side, and then... Oh,
and then she always has that comb over. It's like, who is doing her hair?
And then sometimes she goes crazy and wears a leather jacket, but then it's all suave.
Yeah. Right. She's in the operating room with, like, a leather jacket and, like, spikes on. You're like, girl, what? Calm down.
My favorite part about Amelia was that she looked exactly like Derek. Well, now we don't even get to see that anymore.
I know. See it in her.
We do. Okay, this has been a solid, like, 17 minutes of haterade. Let's talk about some of the parts of the show we loved.
Well, okay. I do love the music that they brought back, a lot of great musical, like, epic music songs that have been in past seasons. That was great. I do also love the J-April story. That was really cool.
Let's talk about it then.
Yeah.
It was great. I liked... Gray's has been very random. The way they tonight's show was edited so randomly that
this whole episode was no random amount
of Adderall that could have kept me unfocused and on point with tonight's episode. And trust me,
I think it was because we had a different expectation of tonight's episode, and then it just started off. Every scene jumped to a different time period. It jumped to a different storyline. Yep. All of a sudden, Owen and April are going to war. Like what? Like it's just really weird. What a year can bring, as well as
it was like one of those dates or job interviews you leave and you're like, did that just happen?
Yeah.
That is not how that was supposed to go.
It just jumped around way too much. Like, we didn't even know why they were going to war. We may have missed it. We do talk a lot because we're so into the show and we're always judging. But, you know,
Okay, so what's crazy is a year passed on this show. Let's talk about what happened in everybody's life on the show.
Well, it's interesting. The episode started off with replaying the death of Derek when she was taking off the monitors. Mm-hmm. And going through all of that. And another fan on Twitter made a great point. She says to him, like, it's okay, or you can move on, or whatever it is, instead of saying, I love you. Like, really?
You go, Derek.
You go. Instead of, I love you.
I love you. I'll miss you. You go, Derek.
Yeah, no, that's what it was.
And you know who you say you go to? Somebody who's been long-suffering.
Right.
You know? Like a grandparent or something who's had cancer for decades. Not, you go, Derek. He just, like, went brain dead two seconds before.
Right, yeah. Right. No, the inconsistency, just the non-realistic... interpretations and visualizations of what we saw really wouldn't happen in real life, you know, if you're like a real person. But she's a doctor. She deals with death all the time. And maybe, you know, again, people online, you can't judge how someone interprets or handles death.
Well, that's fine. That's fine. But I just didn't like it.
I didn't like it either.
One thing I really loved, and I wasn't into it last week, but I was this week for some reason, was the montages of her so young.
Beautiful.
Because I really connected with Meredith back as a teenager, and I do with her now.
She's not a teenager when she's...
No, me. I was a teenager.
Oh, okay.
No, she was not.
She was like mid-20s when she started grades.
The fact that she's 11 years older and I'm 11 years older, you know?
It's like time has passed.
It's amazing all that we have been through together.
And just when you see the scene where they're in the bar and she's like, I'm the girl, just to know that that show will become the juggernaut that it is now.
How is it still around? Isn't that amazing? Like,
but I love that question every day. I'm going to Grey's Anatomy tonight. That show's still on?
At least three people said that to me in the hallway. Yeah. They're like, I heard about in the news that somebody died on it, and my first thought was, really? That show's still airing?
So crazy. All right, so let's move on to tonight's episode. There was a funeral bypass.
Girl, literally. It was like missing your exit on 405. Oh, my bad. That was my exit. Okay, next. We'll get off on Pico. You know, that's cool.
I think they felt like, we do not have time to get Sandra O back here. We can't do it justice without her. Blaze past it.
Right.
What was this big relationship between Sandra Oh? Is it mainly because of Meredith? Is that why everybody wants her there?
Yeah.
Well, because that was her person. Well, Sandra Oh's been there for every freaking milestone in her life in the last 11 years, except for the season. So
That was a stretch. I knew that wasn't going to happen. Well, if they're going to bring her back, it's going to be like...
Entertainment Weekly was like, people, they're not... No. It would have been hyped up. Like,
maybe that's why they decided to blaze over it, because realistically, in this universe, it wouldn't have happened without Meredith's people.
Yeah, true that. We didn't even get to see his family members, or we didn't get to see anything.
Nancy, you know, his sisters.
We do see, so it jumps over the funeral, like literally, it jumps over this funeral, and then she's sitting on the couch during what is it called? The memorial, when everyone...
The wake?
The wake, when everyone eats in your house around you, so rude. I guess it's the thing, though. And she was just glazed over. Sorry, Julie, I didn't mean to be so heartless.
Not heartless to me. You're bashing wakes, which is like a cultural tradition all over the world. And so it's like so rude. Okay, remind me not to invite you to a wake.
But they're just like eating. They're like, sorry for your loss. Let me eat your sandwich.
I'm serious. I agree. It's like, it's like I went to the worst wake ever. The food was horrible.
Is that real life?
No. Oh. No, people come to love on you. I guess. I like wakes. Sorry to offend you.
But you're from Oklahoma. No. You're from the Midwest. So
what we do in the South. We gather around each other and we bring the food. It's not their food.
No, I know.
And we sort of bask in the what's next and how can I be here for you in this moment.
I know. And it's also great to talk about. It's also great to talk about the great things that person did in life. And like,
When I die, my wake's going to be the bomb.
Okay, Twitter's going to blow up about me in this wake situation. So let's just move on. But I just love when we find out that Amelia doesn't know that he has died right away. She's in surgery and there's protocol. And that's when Owen is like, can I have the room? And she gives the look like, what you want now, baby?
She's like, you want to get another whiff of this?
And then he was like, and then he gave her the look, and she was like, I know that look.
Who died?
Mm-hmm. Who died? And she's like,
you
Derek
think you're
died.
The only person that's ever given that
and
look?
And then she's like, oh, okay, well, Derek's dead.
And he was like, we can talk about it. He was like, I know how to deal with this. Derek died. It was kind of like
impersonation.
It was good.
And she like sat back.
She was like, I got my lady wood. They're
done. I can't even tell if you sound like the guy from It's a Wonderful Life.
We are horrible.
Or Amelia.
You sound like Queen Latifah from that one movie.
I love it.
Yeah, oh my God.
Can't wait to hear it back.
Well, first Meredith goes in there and she's like, Derek is dead.
Like all, no, all like... Derek's dead.
Okay.
Like, what is the sign? I see dead people. Like, we're like, what?
And everyone's like, Derek. So, in the next surgery, I need to have some Karev to that coffee. Karev, you should say please. Like, it was just like so awkward. And she's like, she's over there in the corner, like, Derek's dead. And they're like, what?
I could watch you do every minute of the 2 hours.
Then she's like, Derek's dead. And scene. Thank you. Can I get some applause for that? Thank you.
like a
super serious moment in the show.
And we are finding the funny in it. He's dying.
I think it's because we've been really upset and sad for a week.
Right.
And then it was just kind of like the show plays past it, so we have permission to, too.
Yeah,
there you permission
go.
To move on.
Yeah.
Permission to move on. And there was some crazy patient stories. And what's weird about this, these poor patients stayed in the hospital for the whole year.
Okay, is that normal? Because you brought that up, and I'm like, is it normal for a burn patient to stay?
I did a little Googling and couldn't get an answer.
It could be, depending on the severity of the burns,
Are you crying laughing?
No, yes, because it's hilarious.
I don't know what. You just like...
Grab, say please. Stupid. Oh, my God, Meredith. Is that you over there, Meredith? Oh, yeah.
Say please.
But, yeah, the burn. And it's true about, I mean, I've seen a lot of movies where people have been burned. And also, I have a cousin who works in a burn unit. And when you're burned.
Can't pull it together.
When you're burned, you are exposed. And you have every, you know, nerve.
Jason got all scariest.
Well, I'm trying. Listen, okay. We are professional. Let's reel it in. Walk it up. Walk it up. Anyways,
please tell us about those burns.
Well, Julie.
Okay, so there was two burn patients.
Right,
I'll bring it together for us.
Right.
So there was two burn patients. Yes. First of all, one comes
Nicole Sullivan was one of them from Mad TV.
And she had already been in the hospital for a long time. I just want to say it right now. She ends up dying. And why did she die?
No one knows. They didn't even tell us.
Just like
let's see. Twitter, anyone on Twitter, if you know why she died, please let us know.
Why did JJ die?
Why did JJ die?
We thought JJ and Anna or Anne were going to be lesbian lovers after her man left her.
It seemed like it.
So if you guys watched the episode, which I'm hopefully you did, this new patient comes in. She's freshly burned. She was in a house fire, and they pull her out. She ends up being married, and they're basically doing skin grafts.
Skin grafts.
No, skin grafts comes later.
They were removing the flesh so that they would
new skin
come
could
and
come
heal.
In. Exactly. Yeah. And so the JJ is the girl next door behind the glass wall, and she's like, "You'll be all right, girl. Just hold down on something.
Bite down on something."
You know, she was giving her a lot of courage, and then they became really close over the whole year of like healing and coming together. And then on Christmas night, and the new patient. Her husband gives her a present
and leaves her.
This isn't what I signed up for.
And so JJ was the voice of reason. Like, you don't deserve him. We got this together.
But, you know, I always marvel when people say, I didn't sign up for this. Like, of course you didn't. You didn't. Like, that's if...
I didn't sign up for my boyfriend or my fiance eating a burrito in 5 minutes, tops. Like, I didn't sign up for that, but we're going to teach you.
In sickness and in health, in politeness and in really rudeness. Sickness and in health. This is exactly what you signed up for, because the gorgeous person standing in front of you may not always be gorgeous, and they may not always be healthy, and they may not always be rich.
True that.
Unless you're Mariah Carey.
Going to be depressed.
I'm serious, Star. You sign up for the good, you sign up for the bad.
Of course.
The patient story was good, though, because it was in sync with the whole timeline of Meredith. And it also gave Joe something to do, because I don't know why she would be in the episode if she wasn't doing what she was doing.
It was funny how they're like, you're going to send in a Disney princess to help with our burns?
Yeah.
And then when they were trying to choose Christmas carols, that was pretty funny too.
Legit funny.
Thinking about burns, thinking about noses. None of those songs.
It was cute. But I was like singing along with the Christmas songs. I was like, oh, Christmas. Oh, wait, that's a long time away from now.
Really? Did they just go? I am in shock that they passed
Easter,
over a year like that.
Memorial Day.
They did Easter. Memorial Day, the 4th. You got it. Halloween, Thanksgiving, New Year's.
Also on the 4th, Maggie had a really good moment with Alex where she said she was adopted and her parents, she never felt abandoned, but now that Meredith was gone, she felt abandoned. Mm-hmm. I think they all felt abandoned. And then one of the moments of the show that really hit home to me was when Jackson was calling April.
So we need to tell what happens there. April goes off to war with Owen,
and we still don't know why. Are you guys
tweeting us? What? Those two go to war for 3 months. Like, doesn't he have a hospital run?
No, because he gave back leave. Yeah,
did you catch it?
He said that Richard was going to become chief again.
What?
Yes.
He literally missed that.
You totally missed that. Richard was going to take over.
Are you serious?
Absolutely.
Right now?
Oh my god! One of our fans was like, "I really hoped Owen and April would have died. That's so terrible."
No.
Grace, Pop Sugar. Rude.
No.
And then GLEG was like, "Oh, William moments were great. I think I may love them now." Okay.
You know what? I just love even more April and Jackson. Because last season, they were just the thing that we talked about more than anything else. And they hardly are this season. But we got to see them together. And we got to see April in her element. Because even though she's tiny and she's cute, she's always been amazing in traumatic situations. She's such a good trauma surgeon.
Very true.
And so she goes off to war. And she looked adorable.
Yeah, fresh face.
Yeah.
You know, her hair wasn't so doo-wopped. I feel like they gave her a little cut. Like, she looked really just... like, she was ready to take it on. And I loved Arizona's analogy, which Jason didn't pick up right away. She was like, April lost her leg. No. It was an analogy. Because Arizona was talking to, what's his name?
Karev.
Jackson. Right.
Jackson, sorry.
Jackson.
So she was talking to Jackson, and she was like, it's like she didn't say it's like she lost her leg, but that's what she meant. She's like, she lost her leg. She is trying to find herself. She is going through this journey. You just have to support her.
We saw her standing looking at the babies, and we realized
who was looking at the babies?
April.
Oh, yes.
And she just needed to do something different. And, I mean, that's another thing. It's along the same lines and the same theme that people grieve and get over stuff in their own way, and this is what she had to do.
Well,
I'm with Jackson. Like, you don't need to keep signing up. Tour after tour after tour.
Yeah.
3 months maybe, but geez, she just put him through a whole holiday season alone.
And then on Christmas, when she Skypes in, she's like, we should be celebrating our first Christmas as a family with our baby, and we're not, and it's just hard on me. And then all of a sudden, there's like gunshots in the background, and then it cuts off.
AT&T, wow, crappy service.
Stop it.
But I think she was just avoiding all those firsts without her baby.
Yeah.
And that could bear, I mean, that yeah. very well, you know, very well. Then she comes back, though, all, like, blonde. And
she looked so blonde, cute. Okay. She had this middle part and this kind of natural hair.
She looked very, like, she's been on a tour of duty. That's what she looked like. She looked like she's been out there roughing it with the dudes.
She don't got that MAC makeup on. Mm-mm. You know, she don't got that yet.
And
she got to go to the mall.
Jackson was so
stoked. She was in Iraq.
He was just like... oh, boom, pick up, hug.
Oh, I
loved
how light she looked. Like, she just
boom, crash.
Well, that's what you do when you love someone. Time makes the heart grow fonder.
Duh. Yeah, it does.
Absolutely. And then, okay, for one storyline after Buzzers that I could have did away with this episode was
who's
the chief and Catherine.
Are you kidding me? I loved that one.
I forgot about that. Yeah, I'm with you, Jason.
It was like, really? Still?
We still just don't like old people making out. It makes us weird. We feel odd inside.
Okay, I'm going to say something that's a little mean. I like young people making out. I feel uncomfortable late middle-aged people making out. I love old people making out.
What is it?
What is it about old people?
It's adorable.
It looks so adorable because they slobber on each other.
Everything about old people is cute. So when they kiss each other, of course it's cuter.
But they're not old. But what's old? What do you consider old, though?
I don't know. Those
senior
two.
Senior citizens.
Over 70? Because 60 is not old.
No.
My mom is 60.
But here's the thing.
No one cares.
Yes, they do. That's
great.
Oh, about the old. Okay,
the old making out.
So he proposes, and here's my thing, you guys.
Jason's look at me was like, "I'm over you."
A year goes by in this hospital, and that's the only major life change that happened. There should have been more of those.
Yeah.
People meet people. People get engaged. Other people get pregnant.
Well.
Nobody's done anything else with their life, and that's the only big thing that happened. I liked it.
Well, I really loved way that
Bailey and Ben are having the same conversation for a year.
Really? Okay. Yeah, no, that conversation was like,
these two got engaged and moved forward with their life.
Yeah. I'm with you, Julie. I really loved a few moments of it. It was just a storyline that probably, it was just like, okay. I love that
I can't believe you guys are saying that.
You know, he wanted to make a grand gesture and propose after a lovely dinner. She stopped him and was like, I'm over the grand gestures. Let's just sign a contract and like do a due diligence, whatever the word
right.
is. And... I loved when, was it Maggie who was in surgery and was like, he's not doing the roses and the fun for you. He's doing it for himself. Like, take yourself out of it. And it's true because with my fiance, he's over the top romantic and I'm like laughing. But it's for him. He enjoys doing it. So I love that speech that happened there.
Yeah. That was a wise moment on Maggie's part.
Yeah,
she's always wise.
Okay, the chief, for the most part, 95% of the time, just irritates me. I thought he was really cute in this.
Yeah.
He had some great stuff to say about love. I'm glad those two are together. I think they make a fantastic couple.
It was great that she did the grand gesture after that Maggie speech. And she was finally, after a whole year.
It was strange how she's like... Richard.
Richard. I was like, why is she like,
come forth.
She's like, come hither, Richard. I am Debbie Allen. I am all knowing.
I want you to marry me. He's like,
I hate you for making me do this.
Babe, I'm gonna live. That's what you're playing.
I went to that school.
Did you?
Anyways.
So yeah, that was just something in the show that I wasn't really feeling, but I
loved it.
And then the violins going on.
Cute.
Like,
that was adorable. I'm happy for those two. Although I love it when people get engaged in the show and in real life.
So there was another patient story, Callie. This is another story that was just okay. And what's his name? Dan Pruitt.
Well, what was interesting about it is that whenever Dan Pruitt came on the show a couple of episodes, Star said, no, he's actually a bigger star. He was from True Blood. His story's not done.
Yeah,
so
I thought
they were going to date, but they chose to have them have one awkward date. They didn't even show us. And then they ended up having him be this patient that she made
in
this
the
breakthrough
hospital right. for a year. Now, why was he brought into the hospital? There were so
he
many
felt,
jumps.
No, because he felt he was injured. He fell off the, I think he fell off the roof or he was rescuing somebody. He fell and then so he had a fractured spine.
An open like wound.
And then his leg. And then his leg, a major leg, leg problem. So that's why he lost the leg.
Yeah, and Callie's like, I don't think you're going to be able to keep that leg. Like, just not even caring. He was like, well, I love your brutal honesty. And then she ends up in the end, and he has, what is it, a prosthetic leg?
Mm-hmm. And bionic leg.
Rocked it.
He took those four steps like a champ.
But what was so awesome about that scene was that was Callie's moment to identify with Derek's death and be like, wow, you know, like, I had a friend. And I thought that her monologue, her monologue was so genuine and so well written because she said that, like, you know, you sometimes, have you ever been... I had this friend who used to wear this perfume, and I haven't seen this friend in forever, and I loved her to death. We just, you know, lost touch, but there's this girl who wears it now, and every time I smell this girl, I think of her. And I told the new girl wears the perfume, I'm like, you remind me of someone, I gave her the whole story, and she was like, that's so awesome. I was like, isn't it?
Like a nostalgic moment.
I can't even tell you how many of these songs do that to me.
Yeah.
They take me back to college me.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Like I'm there. I could close my eyes and be there whenever I hear those.
Yeah.
Because they did a lot of classic songs from old episodes.
Nostalgia
tonight,
is a billion dollar emotion. People will pay to feel what they can no longer feel right now.
We actually got a 10-minute warning and we have so much to cover.
I know. We had a 2-hour episode.
Let's do a quick recap of Bailey and Ben.
Who cares?
Crazy.
Real quick, though. Here's what I want to discuss.
Go for it.
He wanted to have drastic measures done, all of them the above, in case there could be a miracle. She did it. They talked about it for a year nonstop. Apparently, they have nothing else going on in their lives. Real quick, what do you guys want?
If I was going to be, I would pull the plug on me.
Star?
Can I get a week?
A week on the thing? Sure. Well,
but, give me a week.
In real life.
Give me a week and then, you know, I get. But I'm also an organ donor, so I don't know how that works. Like, would my organs start to fail?
Don't know.
Look, I would rather my organs help someone else. Give me a week.
I'm with Ben. I really feel like science comes leaps and bounds over and over. So if they can afford it, leave me on those things.
What, Jesus girl?
Kyle?
What?
Do
you want Jesus to take the wheel?
I would love to see Jesus, but I really would love to keep living too at the same time.
I mean, I definitely want to live.
Look, I got a friend, Jesus. I know Jesus. He lives on Ventura Boulevard. He can come over real quick if you want to see Jesus. But I want to
know what you guys think at home too, because I'm very curious about this. I feel like the large majority of people are like, do not resuscitate. But then there's those of us like myself and Ben that are like, I do believe in scientific miracles and miracles.
Not sure.
Yeah.
But I guess I'm with you, Star. Give me some time.
Give me
some time.
You know,
and then take me to Jesus.
Yeah, exactly.
And then
I don't want to be wrong about that. I don't want to say that out loud. We'll talk about it after.
And then, really quick, the one other thing we need to talk about before moving on to Meredith.
Having a baby?
Before moving on to Meredith, we need to talk about Amelia. Amelia.
She took the Coke.
She got the Oxycontin. She was like, I'm going to go on a bender.
I did think it was funny how she's like this. I'm fine. I got a two cup of Coke in my body.
She was like, I got the jokes made.
And then she's like,
I know.
Watch this. I'm a magician with my Coke.
No. Star, you hit it. I'm jokes here, there, bam, bam, boom, boom. It's like, what, she's so corny.
I'm not on drugs, but you never know.
And, even Owen was like, this bitch is crazy.
Owen's like, I'm going to tiptoe back to war.
I'm going to go throw myself on a bomb. Good luck.
Terrible.
He's like, so you're the same Good to know you're staying consistent.
You're right.
Some things never change.
Okay, so should we talk about...
We have to talk about this, because this is crazy.
Well, I predicted that Meredith was pregnant.
But I didn't predict she'd have the baby in the same episode. That's nuts. What kind of show is this right now?
Well, we went through a full year, so there you go.
This is like a full-on soap opera where people get pregnant and have it by the end of the episode.
They look at the commercial, they come back.
It's like
a
mutant babies.
Ridiculous.
So, yeah, so Meredith's pregnant in their last ditch. I love you. Let's have one more time together.
Ugh, that's so sad.
Tragic.
This is where it breaks my heart, because they're so young and they have young kids. And this happens often and way too much in this world. But it's sad for the kids to grow up without a father.
Right.
It's sad for her to, like, find herself again. She can't even sleep in the bed without thinking about, you know, she can't even, it's tragic.
It's very tragic.
Interesting that they moved somewhere, we don't know, maybe Los Angeles, they were at the beach hanging out, and she set up a whole apartment for the kids while she was nursing her 9-month-old, you know, while she was going through the process. While she was incubating. There you go.
You too.
Julie's over it.
You don't call it incubating.
While she was pregnant.
She was growing life.
She was growing. Well, she was growing, creating life, growing a new soul. I'm Julie. I say incubating. You say growing life.
Potato. So the moment comes when there's all the monologues and it's paralleling each other, whatever, between Ellis and her.
Yeah.
And that's the moment when you see the carousel, we see the blood, and she starts to go into labor. But there was all this blood. Now you've had a baby. What was the blood about?
I think something was wrong. I think it was like a little bit of trauma. But because it's not normally lots of blood like that.
Yeah.
Something was wrong and they managed to save it in time.
Yeah, interesting. So and then it was going back and forth from when Meredith was little and to Zola now. And Zola was like, Mommy, like saying like
it
basically
was
the same
word
things.
For word. My mom's bleeding.
Yeah.
Grab my Anatomy Jane.
Yeah, it was very much parallel. So she goes to the hospital. They end up having the baby, or she ends up having the baby by herself, and she wakes up, and the nurse is like, your husband's here.
Oh, that just busted me. I hate it.
I was just like...
broke my heart.
What?
You knew. You knew it was going to be Karev.
Yeah, I did. But I was just like, what? And then I knew. And it was Karev, because he was her emergency contact.
He had been calling her the whole time.
It was rude when she was FaceTiming her, like, don't call me again.
We are fine.
Like, and then click. Like,
that was rude.
Yeah, so rude. So anyways, Karev came to the rescue. He's her new person now, and of course he was there.
And just like that, she said, I just didn't know. I didn't know how I would react whenever this baby came, but I see him and her.
Right.
And we're all going to be good.
And then, flash forward to the next scene, they're on the couch eating pizza in her mom's house.
Like,
and
what? Karev hosted Christmas? There was a tree? It was just like, it moved too fast, and now what? She's over it? She's moved on? Like, I mean, I know she isn't, but...
That's what I hate about it. It's like, we flash forward a year, we're not going to really see anybody deal with it. They're going to act like he was never on the show.
Well, we have one more episode of that next week, it seems.
You're
like
right,
a little bit.
Right, there was a preview that Amelia's upset for her pulling the plug without telling her, as we all think she should be.
Yeah,
right.
As well as her mom, her
and
sister.
And Nancy, all the other sisters.
We have to mention, she named the baby Ellis.
Yes.
Which you think... That
Ellis
she would
Shepherd.
Have a little more issues with her mother than to name her daughter that. But hey.
I think that moment, the defining moment of her not giving up the child and her naming it Ellis, was that she, and all the flashbacks between her mom, was that she can move forward.
Mm-hmm.
And Derek said it, like,
right.
If there's tragedy,
absolutely.
Move forward. Mm-hmm. You've already been through so much tragedy. You can do this. Da, 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 da.
And
I feel like all of that was just leading her up to, like, okay. I can do this.
Right, and also that, remember when the episode where the mom was being, the daughter and the mom was being abused by the father and the daughter shot the father?
Yep.
The little girl. And Meredith told her, don't let this be your daughter's story. Do not.
Right.
I think that's also what came into play, is that Meredith realized that she could do better than her mother.
Yeah.
And so, there was a lot.
That's beautiful.
Absolutely. That was one of the redeeming qualities about tonight's episode with the parallel storylines.
Here's the most redeeming part of the episode. She goes back to work, and a year later, apparently nobody cleans in this hospital. Derek's white coat.
As well as his fairy scrub
cap. His fairy scrub cap. And he was standing on a ferry right before he died. Yep. I think that was symbolic, and I didn't realize it until now. She puts it on to go operate. Mm-hmm. Meaning, like, yes, this happened. Yes, fans, the show sucks that Shonda wrote Derek off, but you know what it's still about? Surgery and this hospital, and it's a good day to save lives.
And the show is always about Meredith Grey.
Yeah. Yes. I think the very end, because this episode needed serious redeeming, pulled it through.
Yeah. Hmm. Again, we're hypercritical. We expect so much more because we know we've come to get so much more. But
right. I feel like tonight's episode was about the circle of life.
Right.
I
agree.
Definitely showed that with the burn patient, and then a new patient came in after her JJ mm-hmm. died. Mm-hmm. Right. And she did the same speech, like, you should hold something, bite something, it's gonna hurt. You know, it was, you said it, someone said it. It's like the circle of life. Her having a baby, you know, Derek's death. It's just like, it's just a circle of life.
So I guess that this show is trying to convince us that we can move on without Derek.
Yes.
I'm not convinced yet, but I am excited to see what's next.
Boom.
I'm excited for the finale. Because, I mean, word. I mean, if this was finale.
This was finale. This quality. Was series finale material.
But
no, it wasn't. Not this episode. Last week's episode was.
Right. But I'm saying this whole arc could have been the finale of the season. You know what I mean? But yeah. We still have three.
What's going to happen?
Who
What's
knows? But you know what? It's all good. Until next time. Just kidding.
Do we have any predictions or
I already gave you news and gossip just about how they're doing the petition for. Yeah.
I have some news and gossip that the cast. Still doesn't even know what's happening in the
AfterBuzz TV News.
I read an interview with Amelia. They still have no idea. They're keeping it that under locks.
How many episodes ahead of us are they that they filmed?
Not too much. Like, maybe within a few weeks, yeah.
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 So they're probably just now getting...
They're finding out, and we have got to find them and make them tell us.
I know. All right. Perfect.
So I have heard it involves Amelia. We'll see. Obviously, she's not pregnant because she would have had the baby over this episode year.
Yeah, that's true. And she didn't have the She didn't take the oxy.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect. I don't have much predictions, except I do think before the end of this season, we are going to see April get pregnant again, and we are going to see Joe and Alex get engaged. At least I hope.
Boom. All right.
There you go. Well, thank you so much for watching, everybody. it was one of those episodes. But until next time, I'm Jason Carter. Find me on Twitter at JJC Forever and also on Instagram at Jason Carter Official.
Aww.
And you can find me on all things social media at Julie Partin. That's JULIEPARTIN.
And you can find me on all things social media at STARRSESSION. And I will see you guys next week.
Absolutely, guys.
Yes,
have a great
week.
Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.